This story is read by John Ross. Private Arthur Cairns, service number 29852 of the 1st Battalion Kings on Scottish Borderers. Arthur Cairns was born in Scone on 17th September 1897 to James and Agnes Cairns, who had married in Scone in 1892. James was a clerk with the General Post Office and Agnes was a hospital nurse. Arthur had one brother, John Henry. Arthur's father suffered health problems and died of tuberculosis aged 36, when Arthur was only 1 year old. Sadly, in 1905, Arthur's mother also died from tuberculosis. She was 37 years old. By 1911, Arthur and his brother were living with their uncle and aunt, John and Jessie Craig, at Creefield Cottage, Craig's Road, Dumfries. Arthur was still at school. In April 1915, Arthur enlisted into the King's Own Scottish Borderers. At the time, he was an apprentice engineer with the firm Arrol Johnson Motor Works at Heathall, Dumfries, who were an early manufacturer of automobiles. In January 1917, Arthur was mobilised to France. His battalion was involved in various encounters. Here, Arthur would have experienced life in the trenches, which is where an infantry soldier spent much of their time during World War I. This could be described, at the very least, as an unpleasant experience. Arthur would have spent almost a year living in water-filled trenches, caked with mud and suffering from a lack of sleep, with the horrors of bombardment and with the constant threat of sniper fire. These conditions took a serious mental toll on many of the soldiers. Arthur and his battalion were involved in the Battle of Cambrai, which took place between the 20th November and the 4th of December 1917. An extract from the 1st Battalion, the King's Own Scottish Borderers War Diaries, reads, 30th November, battalion involved in further advance towards Chapel of the Virgin, but encountered rifle and machine gun fire. Eventually, they were able to occupy the line by 2:30 p.m. consolidated by dusk. Casualties were 3 officers killed, 11 other ranks killed, 4 officers wounded, 79 other ranks wounded, missing 1 officer and 40 other ranks. 1st of December 1917, the battalion was holding the defensive line on the right flank. Casualties were 1 other ranks killed and 18 other ranks wounded. The battalion withdrew on the 5th, 6th of December to the main Hindenburg support line. It is unclear on which day Arthur was injured, but he died from his wounds on the 1st of December 1917. He is buried in Plot 6, Row C, Grave 20 in Rocquini Equincourt Road, British Cemetery, Manacourt. The cemetery was created in 1917 and used until March 1918, mainly by the 21st and 48th Casualty Clearing Stations posted in Ypres. The cemetery contains 1,838 Commonwealth burials and commemorations of World War I. Arthur's brother, John Henry, enlisted into the Black Watch at the outbreak of the war. He was reported missing on the 25th of September 1915. His body was never found. Arthur Cairns was 20 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. Arthur and his brother were remembered on the memorial in the St Michael's Church Dumfries, as well as the Scone Memorial. We will remember them.